You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're what it looks like. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. You tune into the radio broadcast this morning. We're so excited to have you tuning into the radio broadcast with us on this morning. I want you to know God is still moving. God is still able to do us abundantly. See, all we think or ask, just know this. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're in, God is able to bring you out. You just got to believe it. You just got to believe it, confess it, walk in it, and let the enemy know, I have the victory. I have the victory. This is your radio host, Apostle Curtis Watkins, along with Evangelist Benita Watkins, and our special guest today, amen, to close out our revival for the year. I'm telling you, you've been hearing it. You've been hearing it. You've been seeing it, amen, from Wednesday night all the way up to Thursday night and tonight. We have our special guest in here with us today, amen, Apostle R.J. Butler. We are so, J.R. Butler, I'm fixing it after a while. Amen. J.R., he's in here with us, Butler. I want to go to the throne of grace, and then after we go to the throne of grace, we're going to come back and let loose, and we're going to have a good time today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your opportunity that you allowed us to come into the our gates and the ear gates of your people. Now, God, we thank you that you would touch them, God. Each and every one on the other side of the dial, on the other side of the Facebook, Father. We thank you now, God, that it will be a blessing unto them, Father. And we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, I want you to call somebody and share with them. Let them know that, guess what? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for us to come in this morning into your homes, into your cars. However you're tuning into the radio broadcast, something good, something great is getting ready to happen. Oh, Apostle, come on, talk to us. Talk to us this morning.
Well, more grace, everyone. Amen. It's glad to be in the land of the living, for the Bible said the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I bless him. Yes. So we are excited, motivated, and inspirated, amen, that God has us in the land of the living. Amen. Today, in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Lady Watkins is here. Amen. In here with us. Amen. This morning. Yes. We're so excited. Come on, greet the people.
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning to you. We thank and praise God for being here this morning. Thank God for our life, health, and strength. Thank him for the blood yet running warm in our veins. We have the activity of our limbs. And we thank God it's another day of purpose. It's another day that the Lord has kept us.
Yes.
Amen. We're not going to faint in this day. Because the Bible said we fight in the day of adversity. Our strength is made small. We are more than conquerors today. We can leap over walls and run through troops because we have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's in him that we move, we breathe, we have our being. Thank God he's the bishop of our souls. That's what the word declares. That he's the bishop of our souls. And we thank him because he governs our life. He's the Lord of our life. He's the shepherd of our life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we just thank God for being here in the midst of these great apostles. Hallelujah. Loaded with the word. Loaded. We thank God for Apostle Butler.
Yes.
Found it not robbery to come down and fellowship and commune with us. Thank God these last two nights been word filled. It's been word filled. Letting you know that you're the owner of your words. You are snared by your words. You are arresting your own self. You are putting a warning on your own self by what you speak out of your mouth. Say death and life is in the power of the tongue. You have what you say. If you say you are defeated, you are defeated. If you say you are sick, you are sick. If you say you're not going to make it, guess what? You're not going to make it. You got to speak words of life. But they are spirit and they are life. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. It was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. In the beginning, God said, He said, He said, He said, He said, He said. And after that, He saw. You frame your words, your world by your words. It's already in the frame. It's already went through the dark room. It already has been processed. You got to believe it. You got to believe what God said. Hallelujah, because He's not a man that he should lie, nor the God that He should repent. If He didn't swear by nothing else, He swore by His word. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My word shall stand forever. Forever is Thy word settled. It's settled in heaven. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But I will remember and trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, they run in and they are safe. If you can't bank on nothing else, you can bank on His word. You can bank on His word. He's not going to alter nothing that came out of His mouth. It don't need to be taken up. It don't need to be sized. It's already settled. Forever is His word settled. But you have to legislate it down to the earth. You have to legislate His word. Believe His word. Confess His word out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. Hallelujah. That man's belly is filled by what comes out of his mouth. Hallelujah. If you say you'll never be nobody, guess what? You're going to have what you say. You're going to have what you say. But you confess, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only, and I'm not beneath. Hallelujah. I'm strengthened in God. I'm strengthened. He said your strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness. You want to qualify for His strength? Have some weak moments. Hallelujah. He will strengthen you. The Bible says He'll renew our strength like the eagles. Yes, He will. He said you can run and not be weary. You can walk and not faint. Yes, God. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on. You got to put it on. Put on the armor, God. What is the armor, God? The word of God. That's the armor. The armor is His word. See, we don't want to put the armor on. Pastor, we want to go out here half dressed, half naked, got the armor on backwards, got the helmet on backwards. You got it on backwards. That's the helmet of salvation. That's what keeps your mind. Keeps your mind. For he have not given you the spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
But of love and of power and of a sound mind. He gave you a sound mind. A mind that's stable. A mind that's sound. That has peace in it. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is great.
Yes.
And he's greatly. We want to let you know that God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do, but you got to keep your mind stayed on him. You got to have the peace of God that passes all understanding, and keep your hearts in tune. Listen, I want y'all to know this. Get ready tonight. Tonight, it's Friday night. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, this is the final revival for the year. Amen. And we have our guest speaker going to close us out tonight at this revival. You don't want to miss it. Come over, come cross, come through, and come out where you're in. There's a word tonight in the man of God's mouth. Amen. And we're going to be taking phone calls in a few minutes when the phone lines are open. I will let you know the man of God is going to pray with you, touch and agree with you, as Lady Watkins was saying, about your words and watch what you put into the atmosphere. Yes. Come on, God is going to do it by a miracle. You must believe this. You must walk in this and know this. No matter what it looks like the enemy is trying to do, it will not work. Big why? Because God is in control. What? Come on, Apostle. Come on, turn her loose. I'm going to turn you loose and let you come on.
Amen. More grace. Yes, listen, this is an hour of great calamity, great trials. Amen. Things are happening in the body of Christ, and people are dumbfounded as to the reasoning. They're in situations, circumstances, and conditions of adversity that seemingly they have not brought up on themselves. And someone asked me, why is that? Well, I think that the church, many times we've gotten into a place to where we feel comfortable. We feel as if, amen, we're going to slide in the kingdom of God on a banana peel. But in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 is the Apostle Paul speaking to those that were resident in Ephesus. Amen. And he said these words, it's Ephesians 6. He said, put on the whole armor of God. And he said, the reason why, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, where? In high places.
Yes.
He said, wherefore take unto you the whole arm of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then he told us, stand therefore, having our loins girded about with truth. Well, let's back up, amen, and let's come to the end of the matter. Let's go in reverse. Because it's important that we understand what the apostle was saying. He was in Ephesians teaching those at Ephesus how they ought to live, walk, talk, how they were as a result of the finished work of Jesus Christ. He says in Ephesians 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings, whereupon in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame before him in love, having predestinated us until the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself. He was giving them, amen, an understanding of what has happened to them as a result of the finished work of this magnificent, magnanimous, and matchless wonder, Jesus, the Prince of Life, the Christ of God.
Hallelujah.
He was helped walk now to Ephesians chapter 2, and he says, amen, and you too hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, hallelujah, and have raised us up together and made us sit together. Where, Paul? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is a result, amen, of the finished work of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't finish there. He walks them down to Ephesians chapter 3, and he speaks there, and he says, listen here, amen, for this cause I bow my knees unto the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, after whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that the Lord Jesus Christ would grant unto you, according to the riches of his power, that you might be, amen, filled with all the knowledge, understanding, the wisdom of God, to know who you are, whose you are, and why you are, so you will walk worthy of what you are, my God from glory. He didn't stop there, amen. He picks it up now in Ephesians chapter 4, And he says, listen, I want to let you know you ought to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit.
Yeah.
And the bond of peace. Why? Because there's one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God of all, above all, in you all and through you all, even as you are calling what? One hope of your call, and that is to be like him.
Yes.
Not to be like Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, St. Marie, but that you could be like him, walk like him, talk like him, live like him, be unified with him.
Yes.
Oh, marvelous Savior of the world. He didn't stop there. He even goes into domestic issues when he picks it up in Ephesians 5 and said, now listen, amen, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for him. Amen, that, amen, bless God, he might sanctify this, amen, house. Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for them. He said, amen, wives, submit yourself to your own husband.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
To your own husband as unto the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't leave it there. He said, now, fathers, provoke not your children to anger.
That's what he said.
Amen, but I want you to, amen, nurse them and raise them up in the nurture of the Lord. So after he tells them who they are, whose they are, why they are, amen, bless God, what happened as a result of the finished work of his majesty, Jesus Christ, he said, I can't leave you on a spiritual high, just, amen, excited, motivated, and inspired without knowing that there's adversity that will always come to resist you, and you must be able to recognize it first, because you can't go and flow in what you don't know. Then, secondly, you need to know, amen, what it is. Thirdly, you need to know how to deal with it, amen, and how and what tools God has given you to do it. So he ends up here in Ephesians chapter 6, and he says words like this, finally, my brother.
Finally.
Glory to God.
Yes.
This is the consummation. This is the completion of, amen, what I want to tell you.
Yes.
Finally. Yes. After I've told you all about the glory, the blessing, amen, what he's done, the redemption, the lifting up, your place in him, amen, his place in you. Finally, don't forget this. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Put on the whole arm of God. I want to deal today real quickly, amen, if I can, with spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Because, amen, I think that the church sometimes has become passive, nonchalant, and we come into a place to where we just, amen, think everything is just smooth sailing because we're blessed, highly favored, and the Lord is with us. No, you have an adversary, you have opposition, you have adversity that is set in array against you, and if you don't know it, you will be overwhelmed and overtaken by it. But, amen, bless God, my people perish not because they don't have church, not because they're not, amen, in ministry, not because they don't love me. They perish for a lack of knowledge. Are you listening to me today?
Yeah.
See, the devil knows you cannot go and flow in what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You, amen, bless God, are only, somebody said, well, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's John chapter 8, 32. Well, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody said, well, the truth will make you free. Well, no, that's not true. That's part of the story. The truth will make you free, only the truth you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
It ain't the truth that make you free. It's the truth
you know
that'll make you free. So if you don't know it, amen, bless God, you're not free. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? So, amen, I want to deal with spiritual warfare because after spending 23 years in the military before I retired some years ago, I understand, amen, rules of engagement, of combat, amen, bless God, warfare. And wherever there's a war, there must be a place where that war is fought. And for you and I, that battle is constantly and habitually fought in your mental facilities. So the Apostle Paul says, I want to tell you about your struggle. I want to tell you about, amen, bless God, what is going on, the reason you feel like this, but you say, I'm saved. Why am I experiencing such opposition? Why am I dealing with these mind battles? Why am I dealing with these emotional up and downs and ins and outs and feeling like a seesaw snake up today and down tomorrow? 1 minute on fire, the next minute I got the flick of a bick. Why is that so? He said, amen, because you wrestle.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You wrestle. The Greek word for wrestle is panola, which means, amen, close quarter combat.
Mm-hmm.
But before you get to wrestling, I want you to, amen, be prepared for the fight.
Right.
Yeah.
And that means you have to be arrayed in the proper attire before you go to war.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor. Armor, clothing, battle dress for the occasion.
Yes.
Now, I understand we come to church in our finest, and that's wonderful. Amen. I am a recipient of the same. I love to dress up.
Yes.
But I understand, amen, that, amen, Murray's, amen, bless God, and Gucci suits will not get the devil off of your back.
All right.
Did you hear what I said? Lincolns and townhouses,
yes,
amen, and Mercedes, the enemy can care less about. He care less about, amen, your job.
Yes.
Amen. He can care less about that. He wants your spiritual, amen, bless God, anointing.
Yeah.
And he's doing everything that he can to suppress, amen, oppress, and depress you so that you will be inefficient, ineffective in the kingdom of God,
right,
not making an impact or an erasable mark,
yes,
amen, on the people's lives that God has assigned you to, amen,
right,
bless. Glory. Hey, Shalom. Mike, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting a little stirred here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So he said, put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
Amen. Get dressed for the battle. Amen. You can't go to, amen, a war in the Middle East wearing, amen, shorts, amen, and a tank top.
Yeah.
You've got to have on the right, amen, gear.
Yeah.
From the head to the toe. And he told you not only just put it on, but there's a reason. He said, put on the whole armor of God, amen, that you might be able to stand against the what, Paul?
Wow.
The wiles. The Greek word wiles is methodia, which means the methods, the tactics, the subtlety of satanic activity. Why? Because the devil is a strategician, and he sits back and devises our demise.
Right.
My God, did y'all hear what I just said?
Yes.
He devises your demise. He's a strategician.
Hallelujah.
Everything the enemy does is intentional.
Intentional.
He does nothing unintentional. Unlike the saints, sometimes we don't have no real intent.
Yes.
We're not real intentional about the things of God. Well, your adversary is intentional. Every ploy, plot, plan that, amen, is schemed against you is intended for a purpose to demise your devise. Amen.
Yes.
Or devise your demise. And so Paul said, that's why I want you to put the armor on. I'm not just bloviating and throwing words out here.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, bless God, that you might be able to stand against the tricks, the tactics, the subtle subtlety, amen, of satanic activity.
Oh,
that's why. And then he goes on in verse number 12 and says these words, for we wrestle not.
Come on.
And that's exactly where some people stop. They ain't wrestling nothing. Hey, glory. No, but that's what he's saying, but we wrestle not. In other words, that Greek word poion, which means close quarter confrontation. Close quarter combat, not long distance, but in your face. That's how, amen, things are happening to you right now. Amen. It's in your face.
Yeah.
It's in your eyes. It's in your ears.
Yes.
The enemy is all in your mindset. You understand? Glory to God. And some of us, we have, amen, submitted to what the enemy is doing when God, amen, is up in you. And he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So he says, we wrestle not, amen, against what?
Flesh
and blood.
Yes.
In other words, you are not my enemy and I am not yours.
Right.
It's amazing how that we, amen, ascribe the challenges and the opposition that comes to us to another person. Thereby, the enemy goes and masquerade party.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless God. And subliminal messages that he sends. It's not the person he is sending it through the person.
Yes.
See, you are not my enemy, Pastor.
That's right.
I'm not your enemy.
Yes.
We have one enemy, the devil.
Yes.
And he uses, he's an equal opportunist.
Yes.
He's employer. Whosoever let him use him, that's who he will use. So the Bible said, amen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. What we're wrestling with then? What am I, amen, in confrontation with then, Brother Butler? I'm glad you asked the question. He said, but against principalities, these, amen, powers, these rulers, these governmental authorities set in regional places to dictate and mandate atmospheric conditions and also situations and circumstances that to be operated in cities, blocks, amen, streets, states, and countries.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're wrestling against. principalities, those spirits that dictate and manipulate.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. The minds of people through ignorance. Are y'all listening to me today?
Amen.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. And these are not just, amen, powers of the natural. These are spiritual, amen, powers. Set, amen, to watch this. None of them is, amen, I don't care how wonderful it seemed to be initially. The whole strategy of the enemy, despite how pleasant it looks initially, is for your demise. It's to destroy you and anything connected to you. Hallelujah. You listening? That's
listening.
Why, amen, the spirit of anger, hostility, resentment, fighting, arguing. Are y'all listening to me today? Jealousy, cruelty, amen, bless God, hatred, amen. That's what's permeating in the air. Hallelujah. And that's what's finding residency in the people that are ignorant and don't know.
Thank you,
are
Lord.
You listening to me?
Yes.
And that includes ignorant saints. If they don't know, you can't go and flow in what you don't know.
Amen.
How can I fight something that I don't know even exists? That's why God give you the word to set a light on those invisible things.
Come on here.
Glory to God, to shed light on those things that sit in darkness. That's why he gave you the word that's a lamp to your
feet.
What is a lamp? A lamp, is something that illuminates close distance, right under you.
Yes.
That's the lamp. Well, stuff that's immediate in your proximity. That enemy tries to come right in your house.
Yes.
But if you get in this word, the light will come on.
Come on.
And he'll show you, amen, bless God, that spirit of envy and jealousy among siblings, amen, is not between them. It's the enemy that have brought it to them that they have received. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Did y'all hear me today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Husband and wife, you sitting in there fighting like cats and dogs and wondering why. Hallelujah. You don't like them all of a sudden, and this thing permeates. Why? Because there is an invader.
Yeah.
There's an intruder that have found a residency in your home, and you have not confronted them.
Yes.
By the word of God. Are you listening to me today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he said, it's, amen, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. I want to stop right there. Can I park there for about 1 minute?
Park
there. Amen. Listen, the rulers of darkness of this world. God told me to tell my people, amen, to stay out of dark territory. Because wherever there's darkness, the princes of darkness have a legal right to traffic in dark territory. That's why, amen, God told us we are the children of light.
Yeah.
You cannot, amen, watch hell and produce heaven.
Come on.
You can't watch fear and be in faith.
Come on.
You can't watch lust, amen, bless God's junk on television and think that you are going to have real love. These are dark areas that have been disguised that we fall prey to. Are you listening to me? Things that you read, amen, bless God, Facebook, amen, amen, TikTok, stuff on there that we laugh at, that we, amen, bless God, entertain, but it's the enemy, and he's infiltrating something that I'm going to get into right now. Glory to God. And you know what that is? Your mind. Glory to God. He's infiltrating your mind.
Yeah.
Why? Because, amen, he understands that, amen, as a man thinketh, Proverbs 27:3, so he or she will become. You are what you think, right, wrong, or indifferent. Amen. Bless God. You think wrong, you live wrong. Yeah. You think a lie, you live a lie. You think like backsliding, you're tippy-toe out the church. That's why the first thing that he told you was the armor of God is the helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
When I was in the military and we were on combat maneuvers, amen, bless God, one of the things I had to do as a first sergeant was always deal with the Marines and soldiers about keeping their helmet on their head despite the uncomfortability, despite, amen, their, amen, bless God, the how much, you know, sometimes your head itch, and then when it's hot and the sweat and all of that is on, it's uncomfortable and it becomes heavy. Been so you be wanting to take it off. But, amen, it was a mandate. Keep that helmet on. Why? Because your head now becomes prey to every type of arsenal weapon. Are y'all listening to me today?
Yeah.
Amen. And if your head...